Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Metronome Magazine used to ask its readership to vote on their favorite musicians, and the polls were counted, the numbers were counted, and the all-star band came out. I'm going to do the first two to begin the program. First, 1939. All-star band for Victor Records includes Bunny Berrigan's trumpet, Jack Teagarden's trombone, Eddie Miller on tenor saxophone, Sonny Dunham playing trumpet, Benny Goodman on clarinet, Bob Zirke at the piano, Ray Baduke on drums, and they're going to do Edgar Sampson's beautiful Blue Lou.
Thank you.
The All-Star Band, 1939, readers to metronome voting and All-Stars playing, Edgar Sampson's Blue Lou. Now, the flip side of that record, 10-inch 78, is just the blues, and I say that with all due respect. Carmen Mastrin and Bobby Haggard, that is guitar and bass, begin things, and then two trombonists, Tommy Dorsey playing a straight melody and Jack Teagarden improvising in and around what Tommy Dorsey's doing. Harry James trumpet, Arthur Rollini's tenor saxophone, Goodman again on clarinet, and Bob Zirke and Ray Baduc out with Teagarden playing around them on his trombone. The Blues, All-Star Band, 1939, Victor Records. All-Star Band 1939 for Victor and the Blues. The Metronome All-Stars for 1940 changed from Victor Records to Columbia. And a blues called All-Star Strut. I'll mention the soloist if I can remember the order. Jess Stacy's piano, Benny Carter's alto saxophone, Charlie Christian guitar, Jack Teagarden trombone, Jess Stacy piano, Goodman's clarinet, Bobby Haggard's bass, Harry James trumpet, Eddie Miller on tenor, and Gene Krupa doing the drumming in the band. All-Star Strut, 1940. Metronome All-Stars. Metronome All-Stars for 1940 for Columbia Records, and All-Star Strut, a blues. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pierce Transit, announcing Bike to Work Week, May 17th through 21st. Cyclists all over Pierce County can take the commuter challenge on their own, or as part of a team, reducing carbon emissions while having fun. Registration and challenge info at piercetrips.org.
I was thinking about introducing this next record as being rare, and then I remembered that most of this stuff is. But within the confines of what I do, it is rare. The time of Count Basie's band between the end of World War II and 1950. And the vocalizing of Billy Valentine. This is called Rocky Mountain Blues, RCA Victor record. It was written by Ducey Williams and Prince Stansel. And the trombone work is Dickie Wells. As I said, the vocal is Billy Valentine. And the flip side is Walking Slow Behind You by Johnny Lang and Hi Heath. And it features Jimmy Rushing singing, longtime singer with Basie. Paul Gonsalves, who would be a star in Ellington's band a little later on, is here. Just before Dizzy Gillespie picked him up, you'll hear Basie, Freddie Green, Singleton Palmer playing bass here, and Butch Ballard on the drums. ¶¶
I've got those cold rocks all around. Ain't got a thing in my pocket. I've got those Rocky Mountain blues. I never win, I always lose. And all I've got is just bad news. Oh, Mr. Bad Luck is my jockey. I've got those Rocky Mountain blues. I'm sinking down, down, down in a hole. Ain't got a prayer to save my soul. I've got those Rocky Mountain blues. Can't see the sky, it's black as night. So many troubles, I can't see the light. How did the wind get so rocky? I've got those Rocky Mountain blues.
To find you if you don't leave my baby alone. There'll be flowers by the dozens from uncles, aunts, and cousins when all your earthly trouble have flown. They'll take you out to you know where and lay you in the shade, and then proceed to pat your ugly features with a spade. So allow me to remind you, they'll be walking slow behind you. Satan's gonna claim you for his own. If you don't leave my baby alone. Thank you. you with violets. They gathered in the dell, and there'll be flowers everywhere, but you won't get a smell. So remind me to remind you, they'll be walking slow behind you. Friends will gather round to weep and moan. If you don't leave my baby alone.
Count Basie and his orchestra, 1949 for RCA Victor. Billy Valentine sang for you Rocky Mountain Blues and Jimmy Rushing, Walking Slow Behind You, right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Intiman Theater, presenting the world premiere of The Thin Place. Benga Akinabe from HBO's The Wire stars in this battle of wills to find faith or accept God's absence, inspired by interviews by Marcy Silman. Begins May 14th. Tickets at intiman.org.
Once in a while, I dip into the what I call on-the-job bag, and what that means is not in the recording studio. Broadcasts, and sometimes done by the radio affiliation, and sometimes somebody at home with a disc-making machine in those days, listening to the radio and recording what they heard, and some marvelous material has come about because of that. This was a radio broadcast from the Meadowbrook dance hall in Cedar Grove, New Jersey, 1951, and it's Duke Ellington.
Our next selection brings Paul Gonzalez to the microphone to introduce the melody of Just a Sittin' and a Rockin'. The vocal this time is by Ray Nance.
Left me just sitting and rocking. If I had been scheming instead of dreaming, she never would have left me just sitting and rocking. Sitting all day without holding my baby, I'm such a lonely papa. If she don't hurry and come back, I'll I'm a cinch to blow my top if I don't find her. Hope you will remind her, staying where she left me. We sit and rockin' all day.
Just a sitting and a rocking. And now, Jimmy Hamilton, clarinet, and Wendell Marshall, bass, violin, come down to the microphone to execute Air Conditioned Jungle. Billy Hamilton, Wendell Marshall, Air Conditioned Jungle. Thank you. And now, a phenomenal technician, trumpet player, man who almost accomplishes the impossible, definitely the greatest of all the high note trumpet players, the inventor of the altissimo C style, Cat Anderson plays Coloratura. And Coloratura. Thank you. Thank you. And now, another one of our oldies that's been very kind to us, one of our compositions, In My Solitude. The vocal chorus this time is by Albert Hibbler.
Thank you.
Wilson. Stay skin deep.
On the job at the Meadowbrook, Cedar Grove, New Jersey, June 1951. A broadcast of Duke Ellington and his orchestra, a portion of the broadcast. They did Just a Sittin' and a Rockin', written by Billy Strayhorn and Duke Ellington, with Ray Nance doing the singing, Paul Gonzalez tenor, and Quentin Butter Jackson's trombone. Air Conditioned Jungle by Jimmy Hamilton and Duke Ellington, with Hamilton soloing on his clarinet, Wendell Marshall string bass. Coloratura for William Cat Anderson's trumpet, written by Ellington. Solitude by Ellington, lyric by Eddie DeLange, vocal by Al Hibbler. And finally, Louis Belson's composition, Skin Deep, and a feature for him on the drums, on the job, Duke Ellington. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Bedrooms and More in Wallingford. Family-owned for over 30 years, Bedrooms and More is pleased to offer two-sided, flippable mattresses that are long-lasting, many made of natural and sustainable materials, on 45th in Wallingford or online at bedroomsandmore.com.
I play quite a bit of, off and on, I guess, Eddie Condon and his association with the music out of Chicago, excuse me, and taking it to New York and so forth. But it's usually later in his career, and I thought I'd play early in his career. This is Eddie Condon's Hot Shots for Victor Records, 1929.
Thank you. let your house catch on fire, Lord. Ain't no water around. If your house catch on fire, Lord, ain't no water around.
Everybody know that's an awful serious thing.
Oh, your town got to win alone. Let the shack burn down.
Condon's Hot Shots, 1929, for Victor Records. I'm going to stomp Mr. Henry Lee, and that's a serious thing. Leonard Davis playing trumpet, and Jack Teagarden singing, playing the trombone, Mez Mesro, C melody, and clarinet, Happy Caldwell, tenor saxophone, Joe Sullivan, piano, Condon on banjo, and Joe Stafford, playing the drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. I'd like to take George Stafford out of Eddie Condon's Hot Shots and put him in 1935 for Vocalion Records with Henry Red Allen, his trumpet, and his orchestra.
You told me that you love me,
never leave me for somebody new. You made my whole life a dream. I pray you'll make it come true. Do you. Rosetta, my Rosetta, please say I'm just the one, dear, for you. Never again, cause here I am in love again, head over heels in love again with you. I'll never say never kiss you again, cause here I am kissing you again. I'm just a thing I say I never do. I walk away and say goodbye. I wasn't hasty, wasn't I? I miss you so, I thought I'd die, but it's all over now, I'll throw my hat in the sky. I'll never say never again, again, cause here I am, in love again, head over heels, in love again, with the same sweet you.
Thank you. evil clouds around you, don't start your self-control. Get rhythm in your feet and music in your soul. Satan starts to haunt you, commence to rock and roll. Get rhythm in your feet and music in your soul. All want golden slippers,
yeah.
Lose your weary blues. Watch the road you're choosing,
yeah.
One leads up to heaven. If you don't start repenting, you all never reach your goal. Get rhythm in your feet and music in your soul.
Henry Red Allen, his trumpet and his orchestra, 1935 for Vocalion. I got there by chasing drummer George Stafford out of Eddie Condon's band and putting him in 1935 in Henry Red Allen's, where he was doing a fine job drumming. The other members, Allen, of course, trumpet and singing, Dickie Wells, trombone, Cecil Scott, clarinet, Chu Berry, Leon Berry playing the tenor sax, Horace Henderson on piano, Bernard Addison guitar, John Kirby bass, and as I said, Stafford on the drums. What'd they do? Rosetta, written by pianist Earl Hines. I'll Never Say Never Again. Harry Woods wrote that. And Get Rhythm in Your Feet, written by J. Russell Robinson. Now, the association here is because when I play my trombone at the New Orleans, I'm sitting next to a piano player by the name of Bob Hammer, who actually played in Red Allen's band when he was in New York. And he's been married over 50 years to Arlene Hammer, who was with him through thick and thin. New York, Las Vegas, L.A., and then up to Seattle, where I met them when we got together at the New Orleans. And Arlene's birthday's tomorrow, and living with a piano player for over 50 years, I think she deserves some kind of medal. But from her loving husband to her, and from us and from me, happy birthday.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around, finally found somebody who couldn't make me be true. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Make me be blue and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you. Gave me a thrill with all your faults. I love you still now, and it had to be you. It just had to be you. It had to be you.
That set for Arlene Hammer. Happy birthday again, Arlene. It's tomorrow. I wish you the best. Ray Charles, 1959 for Atlantic Records, Quincy Jones' arrangement of It Had to Be You. And then from 1940 and 41 for Victor Duke Ellington, Take the A-Train, written by Billy Strayhorn, and the flip side of that record, East Side, West Side, or The Sidewalks of New York. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Leos Graduate College of Sabre University, presenting a symposium with Leos faculty, exploring the subject of building families of greater integrity and wholeness, Thursday, May 20th. More at lios.org or 425-968-3400.
I'd like to go back to Henry Red Allen to have him sing for you, Body and Soul, in two different places. The first, the band that you heard before, from 1935, and then a jump to 1966 when he had a band together with Pee Wee Russell, Body and Soul, sung to you by Henry Red Allen.
Days have grown so lonely, for I've lost my one and only. My pride has been humbled, but I'm yours, body and soul. I was a mere sensation. My heart was caught with no foundation, although we have tumbled. But I'm yours, body and soul. But life before me, the future has told me, winter that's gray and old. Unless it's magic, the end will be tragic, and echo the tale that's been told so often. My life relies upon you. What is the good? Am I without you? My castle has crumbled. But I'm yours, body and soul. Days have grown so lonely. I've lost my one and only. My pride has been humbled.
for you, heart and soul. I was a mere sensation. My heart was caught with no foundation. Although we have tumbled, I'm for you, heart and soul. But life before me, the future looks to me. Winter, that's gray and old. Unless it's magic, but it won't be tragic. And echo the tales that've been told so often. My life relies upon you. What is the good in my without you? My castle has crumbled. I'm for you, heart and soul.
Thank you. baby. You moving away from here. Got news for you, baby. Moving away from here. When you move, pretty mama, you leave your daddy here. Carry on, carry on.
Henry Red Allen, his voice and his trumpet, a couple of places. 1935, his version of Body and Soul, written by Johnny Green, and his band, Henry Red's. And then a jump to see what he sounded like as an older person. 1966, in concert, issued by Impulse Records. his trumpet and voice of body and soul, with clarinetist Pee Wee Russell, and Steve Kuhn on piano, and Charlie Hayden bass, and Marty Morrell on drums, and then they did a blues just simply called Graduation Blues. This is the Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the snoring specialists at ProLiant's East Side Ear, Nose, and Throat. Their surgeons have performed the Pillar Procedure, a minimally invasive 15-minute in-office snoring treatment since 2004. Information about the Pillar Procedure and their snoring specialists can be found at StopSnoringSeattle.com.
Now, I'd like to talk a little bit about a couple of tenor saxophonists. A lot of great artists in this art are there, and they're not as much in the front and in the light and all of that, but they're wonderful in what they create. And the two tenor saxophonists are Elmer Williams and Lucky Thompson. Well, here two of Elmer Williams in Chick Webb's band. Chick Webb, great drummer, great band he had. In the early 30s, we will hear Heebie Jeebies, arranged by Benny Carter for the band, and Blues in My Heart, a Carter composition also arranged by him, and I'll tell you some of the others. But if you hear the tenor saxophonist Elmer Williams, and we'll get into Lucky Thompson after that, Chick Webb and his orchestra, 1931, Heebie Jeebies, Blues in My Heart.
Thank you.
do. Now that you say we're through, I'm left with a blues in my heart. How can I smile when love don't seem worthwhile? I'm left with a blues in my heart. How can I live? What is there life can give? As long as we're apart, how can I go on knowing that you are gone? I'm left with the blues in my heart. Chick Webb, his drums and his orchestra, 1931, first for Vocalion, Heebie-Jeebies, arranged by Benny Carter. Louis Bacon playing the trumpet. Elmer Williams, as I said, that hidden great tenor player there. John Kirkpatrick, piano solo. Jimmy Harrison, trombone. Then for Brunswick, same year, Blues in My Heart, a composition by Carter as well as an arrangement. Bacon playing not only the trumpet, but doing the singing. And Elmer Williams, again, a wonderful tenor saxophone solo. Now, hidden also, Lucky Thompson, not quite as much. And I brought the tempo jazz men. We have to talk about Ross Russell. Ross Russell created the Tempo Music Shop in L.A., and therefore the tempo jazz men. And more importantly, brought out Dial Records, and some of the great jazz is on that label. And Russell, hats off to him. And so the Tempo Jazzmen for Dial Records, 1946 in Los Angeles. And instead of just deciding on one take, that means if the band goes into the recording studio and plays a tune and then plays it again, and then they get together and decide which one they want to have issued on the record. What they did here was to take the Gillespie composition Dynamo and do it two times, one on one side of a 10-inch Dial record and the other side, the other take. So it's simply called Dynamo A, flip the record over, Dynamo B. Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Lucky Thompson tenor, Al Haig piano, Milt Jackson vibes, Ray Brown bass, and Stan Levy on the drums. Mm-hmm. The Tempo Jazz Men in Los Angeles for Dial Records, 1946. Composition by Dizzy Gillespie. Dynamo on one side, Dynamo A, the other side, Dynamo B. Dizzy playing the trumpet, Lucky Thompson, right there on his tenor. Al Haig, piano, Milt Jackson, vibes, Ray Brown, bass, Stan Levy. And it is something to hear two players, in this case, the unison work of Dizzy Gillespie and Lucky Thompson playing the same line at that tempo. And I don't want you to get the wrong idea. It's not, the, you know, that's not, it's not how that works in art, necessarily. I mean, you can get a key-making machine and see the same idea, but, you know, higher is not better than lower, and faster is not better than slower. And as I said one time, you know, don't judge the artist by their clothing. A friend of mine said, yeah, Ken, if that was the case, you'd come in last place. Oh, my. Color coding is not in my home. Well, I guess it is. There's some color to the wall and my shoes. Sarah Vaughan with John Kirby's Orchestra, 1946. Originally came out on Crown Records and was reissued on Riverside. This is a beauty by J. Fred Coots and Haven Gillespie called You Go to My Head.
The bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea, cast a spell over me. Till I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer in a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. That this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine and the ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head. You go to my head.
Sarah Vaughan and John Kirby's Orchestra, a rare meeting, 1946, and I have that on a Riverside record. I think that's my favorite rendition of You Go to My Head, and certainly one of my favorites of hers. Clarence Burton on trumpet, and Buster Bailey, clarinet, Russell Procope, alto saxophone, and beautiful backing on the piano by Billy Kyle. Kirby, of course, on bass, and Bill Beeson playing the drums. Sarah Vaughan, John Kirby Orchestra, You Go to My Head. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I'd like to chase airmail special, meaning different people doing it. It first came out, it was written by Jimmy Mundy, who was a great arranger in the swing era and later, and Charlie Christian, the short-lived, unfortunately, brilliant guitarist. And it was first called Good Enough to Keep. It may have been that they worked it out, and Benny Goodman said it's good enough to keep, so they used that as the title, and then it became Airmail Special. We'll hear two of it, to start with here. For Columbia, 1940, when Benny Goodman was in Los Angeles, his sextet. He plays the clarinet, Lionel Hampton vibes, Dudley Brooks on piano, Christian, guitar, Artie Bernstein on string bass, and Nick Fatula on drums. Then a jump to 1951, the Royal Roost record, tenor saxophonist Georgie Auld with Frank Rossellino on trombone, Lou Levy on piano, Max Bennett bass, and Tiny Khan doing the drumming and arranging of what they call the new Airmail Special. Two of them for you, Airmail Special 1940 and 1951.
Thank you.
Well, that set started with Chasing Airmail Special, composition by Jimmy Mundy and Charlie Christian. For Columbia Records, 1940, the Benny Goodman Sextet, Goodman Clarinet, Lionel Hampton Vibes, Dudley Brooks Piano, Charlie Christian Guitar, Artie Bernstein Bass, and Nick Fatool on the drums. Then it jumped to 1951, Royal Roost record of the Georgie Auld Quintet, Auld on tenor, Frank Rossellino trombone, Lou Levy at the piano, Max Bennett bass, and Tiny Khan drums and arranging for the band, and an additional rendition of Johnny Green's Out of Nowhere. Benny Goodman and Georgie Auld right here on 88.5 KPLU. NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Fifth Avenue Theater, presenting Candide, based on Voltaire's satire, with musical score by Leonard Bernstein, the story of a hero on an epic journey to find his one true love. Seattle premiere opens May 25th. Tickets at fifthavenue.org.
This next record is fun because it's in a way educational, and I think when it came out, in 1936, that it was probably used by children who listened to the record. It was played, I'm sure, quite a lot. It's simply called The Three T's, which means Charlie Teagarden, trumpet player, Jack Teagarden, his brother, trombone player, and Frankie Trumbauer, who plays the C melody saxophone, all last names beginning with T. Jack Cardaro plays the clarinet, Bud Freeman tenor. Roy Bargy plays the piano, Carl Kress guitar, Art Miller string bass, and Bob White on drums. The composition takes two sides of a 10-inch Victor 78 record. The composition is Eyes A-Muggin. And, you know, doing something with your face to get attention and all that sort of thing. Teagarden does the talking. And the directing on what to do with the numbers. So for your little arithmetic class, it would have been fun, I'm sure, for students to do this. Stuff Smith, the violinist, wrote it. Eyes A-Muggin. The Three T's, Part 1 and 2.
Let's in on some of that good music, man. Let's mug around. Somebody give me an A. Say, large T, don't you think that A is a trifle flat? Well, that's close enough for mugging. It makes us six men sound like 60. So let's all mug around. Eyes are mugging, boom. We's are mugging, bang. Eyes are mugging, boom. Bebop, 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 bebop. Eyes a-muggin, boom. We's a-muggin, bang. Eyes a-muggin, boom. Bebop, 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 bebop. Nobody knows just how it started. Somebody blew it through a horn. Somebody played it on a fiddle. But somebody singing and the song was born. Now it's the craze, the new sensation. Now it's the song the bands all swing. Now it's the phrase rocks a nation. Don't try to stop me cause I'm gonna sing. Eyes a-muggin, boom. We's a-muggin, bang. Eyes a-muggin, boom. Bop-bop, bebop, bebop, bebop.
Now, Big T, that we is all familiar with the melody, how about mugging on that trombone?
Thank you. I'm going to tell you all about the numbers. You just follow me over to the other side and I'll tell you all about them.
Well, come on, Jackson. Tell me all about the numbers now.
All right. Can you count?
Sure can.
Let me hear you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, no. Don't say 7. Say,
Huh?
All I have to tell you about this. Beginning at 1, start counting upwards. When you reach 7, say, When you reach 10, say, woof. When you reach any number containing a 7, or any number into which 7 can be divided, say, And when you reach 20, 30, or any number up to 70 that ends with a 0, say, woof, woof.
Woof, woof.
Think you can do that?
Sure can.
All right, let's go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, woof. 11, 12, 13, 15, 16.
Fun that must have been for kids as well as adults. I'm learning how to do that and then just walking around Saturday afternoon, mugging. The Three T's for Victor Records, 1936, Eyes of Muggin', written by Stuff Smith. Charlie Teagarden, trumpet. Jack Teagarden, trombone. Jack Cardaro, clarinet. And Frankie Trumbauer, C melody. Bud Freeman, tenor saxophone. Roy Barkey on piano, Carl Kress guitar, Art Miller string bass, and Bob White on drums. Roy Eldridge now to play his trumpet and sing for you, 1951 for Mercury Records.
Thank you. hugging, don't want the kissing, baby, how's about it? Look what you're missing, can't take it, baby, I ain't living, I'm begging and pleading, why don't you give in, baby? What's the matter with you? Now I can't understand it, the way you treat me. Why do I bug you each time you meet me? When I try to date you, you don't show up. If I squawk about it, that's when you blow up, baby. What's the matter with you? You used to treat me oh so sweet and kind, but now you got me thinking somebody else is on your mind. Now I'm really for you if we can make it, but if it's gonna drag you, baby, we better shake it. I'm sounding off, baby, do you dig me? For the showdown, you're about to wake me off, baby. What's the matter with you?
Thank you.
Roy Eldridge, his trumpet and his voice, 1951 for Mercury Records. Baby, What's the Matter with You? Written by Sam Third and adjusted a little bit for the band by Teddy Brannan. And Jumbo the Elephant, an original by Eldridge. Eldridge, as I said, singing and playing his trumpet. Buddy Tate, tenor saxophone. Teddy Brannan, piano. Clyde Lombardi on bass. And Charlie Smith playing the drums. 1951. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Annie Wright School in Tacoma, now offering the International Baccalaureate Diploma for girls only in the 9th through 12th grade. Annie Wright also offers college preparatory education for boys and girls preschool to 8th. Info on this and summer camp at aw.org.
I'd like to take pianist Johnny Williams in different places, different times. Starting with his trio in 1954 for Emercy Records, with Bill Anthony on string bass and Frank Azzola on drums. We will hear Williams Tell by Williams, and For Heaven's Sake by Elise Breton, and Sherman Edwards and Don Meyer. Johnny Williams Trio, 1954, excuse me, for Emercy Records. Bill Anthony bass and Frank Azzola on drums. Williams Tell, written by Williams and the standard For Heaven's Sake. Now back a year to 1953 when Johnny Williams was with guitarist Sal Salvador. Also present, Frank Sokolow on tenor saxophone, Kenny O'Brien string bass, and Jimmy Campbell on drums. Thank you. Williams at the piano in a band led by guitarist Sal Salvador, 1953 for Blue Note Records, Frank Sokoloff on tenor, Kenny O'Brien string bass, Jimmy Campbell on drums, and they played This Can't Be Love by Richard Rodgers and Too Marvelous for Words by Richard Whiting. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Theater Group, proud to welcome saxophonist Sonny Rollins May 10th at the Paramount Theater for his first Northwest performance in 15 years. Tickets available at stgpresents.org.
Now Johnny Williams with Stan Getz. Getz Quintet at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, California. November 1954, recorded by Norman Granz and his Norgrand label. What's interesting about this is that Norman Granz left, you know, recording equipment going beforehand and picked up Johnny Williams doing a little practicing just to work out his, get his hands ready, and then on stage, and then Duke Ellington comes on to introduce the band. The Stan Getz Quintet. Getz tenor, Bobby Bruckmeyer on valve trombone, Johnny Williams string bass, Johnny Williams on piano, Bill Anthony string bass, and Art Mardigan on the drums. ¶¶
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been given the very happy privilege of introducing several very wonderful musicians, men of tremendous imagination, those who command respect because of their honesty, their integrity, and their musical stature. They're internationally celebrated representatives of the great American music. And first, it's my pleasure to present one of the leading exponents of the cool school. Ladies and gentlemen, Stan Getz.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of all the fellows in the quintet and everybody in the show, we'd like to welcome you here to the Shrine. We hope you enjoy what we have to offer. The first tune was Flamingo. Hope you recognized it. We almost lost it a few times. For our second tune, we'd like to play a ballad, one of my very favorite ballads, Lover Man.
Thank you.
Stan Getz at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, California, 1954 for Norgrand Records. Getz playing tenor, Bobby Brookmeyer, valve trombone, Johnny Williams piano, Bill Anthony on bass, and Art Mardigan playing the drums. They played Flamingo by Ted Groya and Loverman by pianist Roger Ram Ramirez. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.